Time to get you updated on all things Jefferson College athletics from your favorite athletes, coaches, and staff.
Ultimate goal is, hey, we want to be playing our best baseball at the end of the season, and that's what it is, and it's part of the process. But those are just some team goals that we have each year. Heck yeah, we want to go be playing at Grand Junction.
Everyone is really kind of all in now and understand what we need to do, and that's been a great momentum lift for us as we've moved this past week.
We have a lot of international players on the team, and once we come together as a team, it's just a fun experience. It's just amazing.
A win's a win in the book, so it doesn't really matter. We just go up from here for sure. See them again at regional and make sure we play much better.
We feel if we get 50 wins, then we're in a position to be playing to go to the national tournament.
I always tell her that the baseball team's the big dogs on campus, but she likes to think the softball team's the big dog on campus, so we get into that a little bit.
My roommates and I, well, specifically Taylor, we like Justin Bieber. We really like him, but D calls that our white girl music because we listen to that in the car and stuff, and if she has to ride with us, she's turn that off, turn that off.
I can say I love Taco Bell. It changed my life. Yeah, I got better. Yeah.
Now to your host of the Viking Voices show, Will Cheshire.
Believe you me, we are working on that. Matt Greenwood with you on the campus of Jefferson College. It's Viking Voices, and it's Wednesday, April 18th, in case you forgot. And I'm joined by Pat Evers, and later on in the program, Jason Rackers, who is one of the starting pitchers for the Vikings and having a pretty good year. We'll kind of let you find out who Jason Rackers is and about this season for him. We'll introduce to you some numbers as well. Again, the numbers looking pretty good for the freshman pitcher. So we'll get to him later in the program. But Coach Evers, first to you, welcome aboard.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good to be back doing Viking Voices.
This is this season has gone pretty well for you guys. 25 of the last 26 games you have won, and I looked back at the schedule and I realized the one loss that you guys have in the last 26 games was the game that we broadcast. So maybe you want to keep me away from the field from now on. Really a great run for you guys. So let's talk about it. It started back on March 13th with a 15-5 win over John A. Logan, and you guys have kind of been rolling from there.
Yeah. It's really kind of you know, you get off to a little bit of slow start early just from the normal stuff and dealing with weather and guys kind of getting their feet wet and getting at-bats under them and innings in them and time out in the field. And, you know, some of the things that were weaknesses, the things we didn't do quite as well early on, have kind of gotten shored up, just whether it's things we worked on or guys just getting a little bit more comfortable. So it's nice to get on a little bit of a roll and, you know, most importantly, prepare ourselves for postseason.
The offense woke up on the 17th yesterday against Missouri Baptist JV, 10-1 and 15-5. I know you talked to one of our part-timers last night kind of about the slow start to game one offensively, but really took off there towards the end, and then 15-5 drubbing in the second game. Within the last couple of weeks, the offense has looked pretty good. Is that because the offense is that good, or have you just faced some pitching that hasn't been up to par from previous games?
It might be a combination of both. I think usually for a hitter, once they start getting to a point where you've got 100 at-bats under your belt, guys start getting a little bit more comfortable. And honestly, I think maybe the weather's kind of gotten a little bit better. And I think part of it is you get some of those Tuesday midweek games, and you can start getting into a rhythm of playing every other day, as opposed to some of the stuff early where, hey, you're playing for a weekend, you're 4 days off, you're inside, you're dealing with the weather, then you're going back out and playing 3 games, 4 games. So just as far as getting a little bit of rhythm, as far as playing regularly, I think has helped.
Well, I mean, I'm going to run down some batting average for guys that have at least appeared or have at least had 100 at-bats for you. 358 for Matt Torino, 306 for Dalton Doyle, 370 for Justin Perkins, 485 for Joey Pollock, Nick Hagedorn, 369. He's got 130 at-bats. So you got Raul Elguzabal with a 317 batting average, and then Hunter Swift at 257 with 113 at-bats under his belt. But batting average, not the only thing that really kind of stands out. What are some other numbers from those guys that I mentioned that you're pretty proud of so far?
I think the amount of walks that we've had. I mean, we found different ways to get on base. I think it shows from a granted, the team might strike out a little bit more than you'd like to see, but when you have guys that produce power numbers, you usually get a little bit of those as well. But, you know, I think part of it goes from an approach and getting yourself in good hitters' counts, and our guys have been good about, you know, just not chasing too many pitches out of the zone. And when you really kind of eliminate some of those pitches and you get into good counts, you get good pitches to hit, and you know, you have the opportunity to drive the baseball a little bit more.
You know, when it comes to junior college baseball, sometimes it's guys at the high school level that want to skip the whole four-year university, but experience and just go to JV, play 2 years, see if they can't get drafted kind of high in the draft. Other guys go to a four-year college, something happens, whether it's academics or injury or something like that, they wind up going to junior college school. And the reason I brought up both of those is because I think the second one with the injury, not I think, but I know the second one with the injury to Joey Pollock has, you know, he – because of that, now he's here at Jefferson College. And Jason and I were talking before we started the show that he's on fire right now. And he's got 18 home runs on the year, 67 RBIs. I mentioned that 485 batting average. As a coach, is it do you have any instructions for him, or is it just Joey Pollock goes out and plays?
You know, Joey Pollock goes out and plays. I mean, he was an extremely highly recruited player coming out of high school, went to South Carolina, which is, as far as blue bloods and college baseball, probably as good as it gets. And honestly, I think part of being a good coach is getting good players and letting them go play. And there isn't a whole lot I know about hitting necessarily, but you know, Joey's done a great job, and exactly kind of what the numbers he's put up is kind of obscene in all American numbers, and has an opportunity to break a school record for home runs and close to leading the, you know, he's winning our triple crown. So, you know, it's numbers speak for themselves.
Right.
You know, that's kind of what we expected when we got in. I don't know if we expected it to be that good, but it just shows you how talented of a player he is.
And that's the thing. You expected him to be good, as you said, maybe not this good, but he is showing that he was worthy of going to South Carolina. So let's talk about some other guys that that have performed quite well for you this year. Maybe not necessarily surprises, but guys that you're happy with doing the things that they're able to do.
You know, Justin Perkins is one that sticks out, and Justin's really someone that came in, transferred in from Murray State, and he's been a winner everywhere he's been. You know, it's a coach's son, it's a baseball family, and someone that, from a number standpoint, if he was kind of your leading guy, hey, you'd take it. He's hitting 370, he's got seven home runs. He's done a phenomenal job getting on base and scoring runs and doing different things, and he's really someone that, just from an intensity standpoint, leadership standpoint, kind of sets the tempo forward. And so the numbers don't get quite as much attention as Joey's, but he's also honestly been just as valuable as Joey's been to our team. And Matt Torino's done a great job after getting off to a slow start of really picking it up, and someone that's second on our team in RBIs in the leadoff spot. And really on the top on down, I mean, you know, Dalton Doyle's done a very good job. Jacob Klusniak, who hits down in the order, has done a very good job. Hunter Swift, who got off to as bad a start as he possibly can, and it drove him nuts, is slowly creeping his way up. But even if you look at it, he's, even though the batting average might not be quite as high, he still gets on base at a really high rate. So, you know, 1 through 9, I think, going through it, hey, you might have thought early on, man, we got some holes, we got some things we need to shore up, but, you know, it's really across the board really tightened up. And Jack Lombardi, who got off to a slow start as well, has really, over the last 2 weeks, really progressed, and batting average kind of spiked, and, you know, it's been a fun team to coach.
Looks like you got four coaches, additional coaches on your staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, four coaches, and, you know, Coach Underwood does a great job with the hitters and the outfielders, and Coach Bunzelmeyer's done a great job coaching third and running the offense. And, you know, Coach Oster's a super luxury to have as far as being the longtime head coach and someone who's a junior college Hall of Famer that's, you know, still been involved with it, been around here on a daily basis, and obviously a wealth of knowledge there. So, you know, we're pretty fortunate to have as quality a coach as we do.
When you get to the recruiting process, trying to get guys to come here, are you looking at a certain characteristic that you think they might connect well with one of these coaches, or is it more of these coaches are just assigned to a certain part of baseball and you just let them go do their thing with every single guy you know, is a part of that process of baseball?
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily you recruit as talented a player as you possibly can, okay, as good of athletes, guys that you think were, hey, they might be a little bit short or whatever reasons. Junior college is such a melting pot of the guys that we get in here, whether they went to a four-year school and, hey, it didn't work out for whatever reason, it wasn't the right fit, there was a coaching change, hey, it just, you know, I got injured and I needed to come back, or you got someone who, like Jason Rackers, we'll talk about that. You know, Jason's really talented, had an opportunity to come in here and develop, and has made a jump and has got an opportunity to do a lot more things. So it's such a melting pot of the guys we get in. And, you know, I think from the coaching standpoint, hey, it's kind of Coach Bunzelmeyer, Coach Oster are going to hand the infielders, and Coach Bunzelmeyer is going to take care of the hitters, and Coach Underwood is going to take care of the hitters and the outfielders, and I'll be with the pitchers and the catchers a little bit. So it kind of works a little bit where you can kind of keep it as a, I don't know, like a football program where, hey, someone's okay. coaching this position. But, you know, I think part of it is you adjust the personnel that you have. I mean, we've had teams that have been different type of players, or different type of offenses, different type of pitchers, and it's not trying to make it a cookie cutter system where you have to have a certain player that, hey, you can coach. It's, you know, everyone's a little bit different. You can't fit everyone into doing the same things. You got 35, 36 guys. Everyone's an individual. You got to coach them on an individual basis.
And I guess what I was trying to get at is, you talk about guys that were kind of slow out of the gate, Hunter Swift, Jacob Kaluzniak, you know, and so, or I think you mentioned Jack Lombardi as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I was trying to get at is, do you see those guys when they're struggling? Is it a connection with a coach that is making them stronger? Is it other instructors that maybe they bring with them from high school, or, you know, turn to, that kind of thing? You know what I mean?
I think it's a little bit of both, and it kind of depends on the individual. I think, you know, sometimes I think it gets a little bit, not to say overrated, the coaching aspect, but, you know, part of it is, hey, guys are going to go through their funks. There's going to be, hey, I had a bad week. I've got a bunch of homework on my plate. I've got problems with the girlfriend. I've got a bunch of things going on. I mean, those are little things that come up on a daily basis that impact guys. But I think on the coaching side of it, I mean, yeah, Hunter Swift, for example, it might say, hey, I got a high school coach and it really worked well with the hitting and I'm struggling a little bit, and I'm going to talk to them and see, hey, just some reinforcement sometimes. And usually it's a lot of time, if there is an outside person they like to talk to that, hey, I've spent a lot of time with and I went to instruction with, and it's usually reinforcing a lot of the same things that we might say as coaches. But it's not to have enough ego to say, no, don't talk to anybody else. But some of it is, if there's a different way they say it or a different way it's explained, everyone interprets things a little bit differently. And it's hard to say, hey, this is what you're feeling. I mean, the individual is going to know, hey, what's kind of right, what's kind of wrong, and what I can feel. And there's different, everyone learns a little bit differently. So I think you got to instruct, coach people differently. And there's guys that hit it off with, you know, Coach Bunzelmeyer, Coach, you know, Underwood handle the hitters. And there's probably some of our guys on it that, hey, I connect better with Coach Buns, how he's talking about it, how he teaches me, how he instructs me. And there's other guys that, hey, I like being with Coach Underwood. He explains something a little bit differently. It connects a little bit better. So I think you do see a little bit of that.
What about the player-to-player relationship? You got guys that you kind of see about, you know, on a day-to-day basis, kind of connecting with each other and sort of helping each other improve their game?
Yeah. And I think this team's been really good about just the ins and outs, and guys like to practice, like guys like going to work. And that's something else as far as learning from your teammate. Hey, this is how I throw this change up. This is what I try to do. I think there's a lot of that stuff constantly going on. And, you know, I think from a team chemistry standpoint, one of the great things about junior college, and especially about the program here, I mean, the housing's on campus. We've got 35 guys that are living together on a daily basis where, you know, for 9 months, essentially, that's your family, and you see them more than you do anyone else and anyone you interact with. Heck, I'm with our players probably more than I'm with my wife and kids for, you know, 4 months, 5 months out of the year. But, you know, I think it builds a little bit more of a family atmosphere. And, hey, guys get along some days, guys don't get along other days. But it's definitely something that, from a team camaraderie and chemistry, that's really helpful.
Well, and, you know, I don't know how much Major League Baseball you watch, but a lot of interviews with MLB players, you know, the successful teams are the ones that talk about, yeah, we got great team chemistry in the clubhouse, on the field, that sort of thing. And your record kind of mirrors that same line of thought, because y'all are 37-7, 25 wins in the last 26 games, as I mentioned on the outset. So obviously that chemistry is at a point to where your guys can be successful on the field despite the struggles, which you haven't had a lot recently.
Yeah, winning kind of cures a lot of the problems, and I think that's something that, you know, someone, if you're going 500 and you're losing some games, you probably see a little bit more of infighting and second guessing and what's going on. But, you know, I never bought in everyone has to get along to be successful, but usually a lot of the winning, we probably have 35, 36 guys. I'm sure some people, hey, get along with some guys, don't like any. Some guys they get along great with, some guys they might not get along great with. But I think the one thing, as long as there's a single focus as far as what you're trying to do and get better and be productive member of the team, no matter what kind of role you're in, I think that's kind of what drives everything forward and makes a successful team.
And yeah, and as you said at the beginning of that answer, you know, winning kind of cures that that sort of issue, if it is an issue at any point, really. All right, Coach, we talked a lot about the offense, and I want to talk about your pitching as well, but we're going to take a break here on Viking Voices. We're speaking to Pat Evers, the head baseball coach for Jefferson College Vikings, and so we'll step aside for 1 minute and come back, give Coach Evers a chance to drink some water, rest the voice for 60 seconds, come back and talk about the pitching for the Jefferson College Vikings. Again, we'll do that in 1 minute here on KJF.
I would like to personally invite you to continue the mission of my brother, West Point Cadet Thomas Serdike, by donating to the Cadet Thomas Serdike Memorial Foundation. This is Elaine Serdike. In June of 2016, my brother's heroic actions saved the life of a stranger, but tragically cost him his own. Tom always said he wanted to dedicate his life to serve and protect those who were not able to do so for themselves. On June 24th, he did just that when he saved a non-swimmer caught in a riptide from drowning. I see Tom's courageous story inspiring other young men and women to become leaders of character who will transform our nation. Please help us continue Tom's mission with a donation to the Cadet Thomas Serdike Memorial Foundation. Each donation, large or small, will help provide scholarships to Tom's high school, alma mater St. Pius X, as well as support Boy Scouts, Missouri Boy State, the St. Louis Military Officers Support Foundation, and of course, West Point. Please go to cadettom.com, read Tom's story, and donate to support the mission of my brother through the Cadet Thomas Serdike Memorial Foundation. Tom and I thank you with all our heart.
Our area is growing, and we want to make sure everyone feels welcome. So when you get a new neighbor, call the Cordial Caravan at 573-747-6387. The Cordial Caravan will deliver a packet full of wonderful information about our area, plus special offers from area businesses. If your business would like to be included in this welcome, call Cordial Caravan. A great way to welcome newcomers is with Cordial Caravan. 573-747-6387.
Matt Greenwood back on the campus of Jefferson College. We're speaking to Vikings baseball head coach Pat Evers, and we just got done talking about the offense and some guys starting off slow but coming around, also about their leading home run guy and what Coach Evers says is a possible All-American. He should be an All-American, but, you know, based on those numbers, Joey Pollock. So we've been talking about that team chemistry, 37-7 the Vikings are, so a lot of things clicking on all cylinders for them, 25-1 in their last 26 games. And it can't just be all offense that gets you that 25 of 26 mark. Pitching plays a lot into that as well. And you've got Jason Rackers here in studio and or here in the conference room, and we'll talk to him in just a bit. But let's start talking about Jason Rackers. Throw out some numbers here. 44 innings pitched, 51 strikeouts. It's a 10.43 K per 9 ratio. He's only given up 3 home runs in those 44 innings, a 2.25 ERA. 15 walks on the docket for him, and he's 6-1, and he's got 2 complete games as well. So kind of just talk about Rackers and his season so far.
Jason's done very well. He's had a very good year up to this point, and is someone that, you know, still better years are ahead of him on the mound. There's still some things that, hey, I can get better at, can shore up, continue to progress with, but you know, it's what you expect, and he has the ability to do to be a frontline arm, a dominant arm, and someone that should be one of the best pitchers in the country. And he's going to have plenty of opportunities on from here, assuming, hey, he takes care of his business in the classroom and health standpoint and all those little things on a day-in, day-out basis. But someone that keeps progressing is going to have a whole lot of opportunities in baseball.
And, I mean, you look at the innings pitch and the strikeouts and walks and the K per 9 and the ERA. I mean, they're all solid numbers. You got a couple of guys that are doing good in the strikeout category, but ERA is a little bit lower than the 2.25 mark. And one of those guys is Josh Ray, sophomore for you, 24 and two-thirds innings, but 36 punch-outs. And that tends to be the case for a lot of pitching staffs, is you do have a guy that, yes, he's a strikeout guy, but sometimes keeps the ball in the zone a little too much against the opposition. Josh Ray has thrown 24 and two-thirds innings, which looks like that's fifth or sixth on the team. So he's getting in some good work. Riley Boyd is tied with Rackers for most starts at eight apiece. So talk about those two for a second.
Josh was someone that, obviously as a Mizzou commit, had a very good fall, has really progressed, talented arm, left-handed with a good fastball, good breaking ball that, probably early on, hey, there were some things he didn't have his first two or three starts, weren't probably up to, hey, what we expected of him, out of him, and what he expected out of himself. But really the last couple times out has gotten more consistent and been a little bit more of the pitcher that we expected him to be and more of the pitcher that he expected to be. So Riley Boyd, same way, as a freshman arm, has had a couple of starts, have been a little bit of hiccups where, hey, you learn a little bit of the difference as far as, hey, I need to command my fastball. I need to be able to throw a third pitch consistently for a strike. So all those things that are just adjustments and learning things you go through when you're a freshman pitcher and it's your first time going through college baseball. But as a staff as a whole, it's been, especially over the last 3 weeks where we've been able to kind of spread out the innings a little bit. Some of those other guys been able to get out there with the midweek games, stretch out the bullpen a little bit where you've been able to really kind of get everybody going the right direction at the same time. And I think the one nice thing about this team is we haven't had to rely on, like we did so much last year, where you had your four starters that had to go deep in the game and maybe had a couple parts in the bullpen. I think this year's staff has been a little bit different where you've been able to manage the arms probably a little bit differently and spread those innings out as opposed to relying on, hey, there's three or four guys that are going to throw 70, 80 innings, and then you're going to have everybody else kind of chipping in a little bit. But this year's been nice just from the depth standpoint. We've had so many guys that can have thrown quality innings. And I think one of the things that we looked at as a strength when we came into the season is just the depth that we have on the mound and as many talented arms is probably as talented arm talent that we've had in my time here. So it's been nice to be able to take advantage of some of those opportunities and make sure guys get consistent work.
Yeah, I mean, eight guys with 20-plus innings under their belt, that's pretty good for a season that's, what, about 50 games on the schedule or so. A guy that I was trying to get a pronunciation from you during break, Bailey Volstecki, did I get that right?
Volstecki.
Volstecki. Volstecki or Volstecki?
Volstecki.
So the T is silent.
T's silent.
Okay. And your strength as a coach is pitching, correct?
I think so, but... you never know. You're as good as the arms are. I think you probably do. It's not necessarily working magic. It's recruiting good players.
Okay.
Coaching them the right way, training them the right way, and not taking too much credit because these guys have. It's a pretty good group of arms, talented guys that are pretty self-motivated.
And so you when we talked about the assistant coaches, who was it that's your pitching coach?
Brendan Allen helped out a little bit. Brendan's had a little bit different as far as a job and other opportunities where, unfortunately, we're not able to pay everybody. It's the nature of what happens at this level. But, it's been good. It's the one thing about this pitching staff, I think as many guys as we have, as talented as they are, they all have a pretty good feel as far as how to take care of their bodies and what they need to do. And guys help each other out, and it's probably get a little bit spread a little bit more thin being head coach where you can't be there as much as you want to and as much as some of those pitchers need, just like when you're playing every other day and you got 14, 15 pitchers, not everyone gets as much of that individual time as I'd like to have or probably they'd like to have, but as a group, they've done a very good job as far as, hey, if there's any little things that someone else notices and helping each other out, and there's guys that are constantly trying to learn and get better.
Okay. Yeah, I was just trying to fish around and see kind of what it's, how you go about helping develop these guys and their arms. So we talked about Rackers, Josh Ray as well. Let's get to Volsecki, Austin Cheeley, Austin Hicks. These guys have ERAs in the low twos or even – they have ERAs in the low twos. So, again, I believe your team ERA is 3.44, somewhere around there. But on an individual basis, for the guys that have at least 25-plus innings, you're talking low twos, and that's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, they've all done a great job and pitching in different roles and different situations. And Bailey had a really good start yesterday against Missouri Baptist, and Austin Hicks has been someone that was probably a little bit slow out of the gate, just with some physical standpoint and getting healthy, and it has really come on and been, his last three or four starts have been very good. Austin Sheely's probably thrown for the first time, hey, I'm throwing more out of the bullpen, and all of a sudden it's really been kind of a shutdown arm that we can go to in a lot of different situations. So, just from it's electric to have as many talented arms as we do.
May 4th and 5th is the sub-regional games in the regional tournament, the 10th through the 12th. So season's coming to an end, and you got Minnow Area College for a doubleheader tomorrow. Give us your thoughts on them and trying to keep this winning streak alive.
I think the biggest thing is not kind of getting too wrapped up, and it's easy when you get ranked and you get to see some of the gaudy numbers and guys start feeling pretty good about themselves. And it was nice to get humbled a little bit the other week against St. Louis Community College. And, I think the biggest thing we need to do is, hey, worry about handling our business and doing what we do well. And, the game's got a funny way. When you think you got it all figured out, it humbles you pretty quick. So, we just need to keep plugging away and just day in, day out basis, working on getting better and getting ready for postseason.
Being as close as you are with Mineral Area College, have you had a chance? I know this will be your first two games tomorrow, and then you wrap up the four-game set on the 21st as well. Have you had a chance to scout out this Cardinal team?
No, not necessarily scout out. Obviously, you have a little bit of an idea, some familiarity with the guys that were there last year, but with the amount of turnover that you see at junior college and just probably the different development that you see with guys, and I know what we were like as a team 2 months ago, and I know Mineral Area probably got off to a slower start than they would have liked to have had, and I know they've been playing well lately. So, it's trying not to read too much into scouting reports or what we think, and I think the biggest focus we've always had is just trying to worry about what we're doing and worry about ourselves. And, I think we've always had a talented team, talented players. Let's let them go out there and do their job and not worry so much about who you're playing.
All right, Coach Evers, I'm going to ask you one more question, and we'll take a break, and then we'll get to Jason Rackers. As I mentioned, the sub-regional games, the 4th through the 5th, but the regional tournament beginning the 10th through the 12th. Between now and then, what are some aspects of the team you want to see improve just a little bit?
Or
greatly?
I'm sure, heck, if as good as we've hit and pitched it and defended it lately, I think we can – there's always room to get better. I think defensively we can continue. It's been better recently. I think it's still something that we can continue to get better at. And I think the number one thing is just staying healthy and keeping guys taking care of their bodies and handling all their business off the field and limiting the distractions and making sure we're playing our best baseball come postseason.
It looks like you got 9 games between now and those sub-regional games. So a lot of baseball still to be played, 37-7. And again, good luck keeping this streak alive. You talk about the game humbling you, and ever since that game one loss to St. Louis Community College, now you've reeled off, I believe, 9 straight. So your guys, I'm sure, took that loss a little tough and turned it around quickly with that game 2 win and have been successful since. So we certainly appreciate you being with us, Coach, and best of luck tomorrow, and we'll see you out there for both games.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, that is Pat Evers, head coach for the Jefferson College Vikings. We're going to go ahead and step aside for 2 minutes, come back and speak to Jason Rackers. Get to know Jason Rackers a little bit here on Viking Voices. So we'll give him a chance to get the headset on and get comfortable as we'll ask him a few questions. And we'll basically wrap up the program with Jason Rackers. So stick around. Viking Voices continues in 2 minutes here on KJF.
Hey, it's Brittany Hendricks with the Missouri Real Estate Team, and I want to tell you about our listings this month. Check out 3548 U.S. Highway 61 for some flat acreage.
Did you say flat acreage?
Yes, flat. 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath, Victorian country home ready to be your forever home.
Hey, Brittany, have you seen Susan Missy's listing on Lee Pyle Road in DeSoto, Missouri? It's perfect if you're looking to escape the hustle and bustle of city life. 6.8 acres ready to be built on.
I'm ready. Hey, Amy Childs, what do you got listed?
Actually, coming soon at 3412 Wiltshire Lane in Festus, I have a 3-bedroom, 3-bath staff with finished basement providing over 3,600 square feet and on 2 acres. So many great features and updates. Come see them all starting April 22nd.
That's April 22nd.
And we can't forget about Sarah Perry's listing at 918 North Long Street in Bon Terre. If you're looking for a great downsizer, this is the one. To check out this listing or others, see our website at morealestateteam.com or just give us a call, 636-524-6199.
Are you looking for help saving for retirement? Maybe you are close to retirement and would like to learn how to create an income stream for your retirement assets. Or maybe you're looking to grow your nest egg to create a legacy for your loved ones. These are just some of the problems we at Fortune Investment Services help our clients through every day. Let us be your financial coach. Call us today for a no obligation, no cost, personal financial consultation at 636-467-7500.
All Securities and Money Concepts Capital Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Fortune Investment Services is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corporation.
It's a nice day, ain't it?
It sure is. Hope it's like this when we go hunting this weekend.
This weekend? I thought the hunting season started next weekend.
Depends on what you're hunting for. On KGF, there's a show called The Scenic View where John Wickman talks about fishing and hunting and anything outdoors.
So, when does my favorite hunting season start?
I don't know. Let's listen.
You don't have to wonder when your favorite hunting season starts anymore. I'm John Winkleman. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 10:30 for the latest outdoor news and issues on KGF.
Matt Greenwood on the campus of Jefferson College. Welcome back into Viking Voices, our third and final segment of the day. We're going to take this right up to 5 o'clock. Be sure to stick around. Stuart McMillan back in the studio. We'll have your news, weather, sports, traffic, all that good stuff, obituaries as well, and he'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour after ABC News. So keep it tuned to KGF for that bit of information as you make your way home. But want to introduce Jason Rackers onto the program out of Blair Oaks High School. He's going to start game one tomorrow against Mineral Area College. So, Jason, welcome on.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
All right. So, as you and I talked before the show, your very first appearance this season was out of the bullpen. Since then, you've started 8 games. You've won 6, lost 1, 2 complete games, a 2.25 ERA, 51 punchouts in 44 innings and only 15 walks. Also only surrendering 3 home runs. When I throw out those numbers, what are you most proud of at this point?
I'd almost have to go with the strikeout total. I haven't always been a huge strikeout person, but I mean, it's coming on a little bit better with the velocity gain and a couple of the pitches that Coach Evers has been working with me on. So I think my stuff's gotten a little bit better and I'm starting to see a little more strikeouts, which I like.
You know, let's talk about your stuff. You told me in high school you didn't always have these beefy arms of yours, and the body develops as you get older, and your arms, look like they could, throw 92, 93. Is that kind of where you're at right now?
Yeah, I've first couple months here, I got on a good program that Evers got me on, a good throwing program with weighted balls, helped gain velocity, and I mean, put on good amount of weight. So I mean, it's all playing a part in how I've been doing this year and how I've gotten better from past years.
What stuff did you have in high school? What do you have now?
Same stuff. It's just gotten a little bit better with a little bit of coaching, a little bit of just working with mechanics, stuff like that. So I've always been a fastball, slider, changeup guy, but it's just getting a little bit better as I get a little bit older and a little more experienced.
Okay. Your slider, is it, do you try to get a little more air underneath it, sort of a hard curve, or do you kind of keep it on that same lane, same plane as the fastball and just kind of try to get that late sliding motion?
Coming in here, it was more of a loopy slider, but Coach Evers trying to get me on throwing it a little bit harder, getting that a little bit flatter plane of motion, so it's just going side to side instead of up and down and side to side. But I mean, every once in a while, I'll mess one up. I'll hang one in there. It'll loop in there. So, I mean, it's part of the game.
Yeah, exactly. Every pitcher it doesn't throw the perfect pitch single time. Otherwise, the offense would never.
Otherwise, hitting wouldn't have a chance.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, so let's dive into who Jason Rackers is. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, come from a real small town, about 250 people maybe. Not a whole lot of people around. So, I mean, I'm used to the Hillsboro environment.
Right.
I mean, it's almost like home, just different. Different spot in Missouri, but now growing up, I was always loved baseball. My dad got me into it, and I was about 4 or 5 years old. I started throwing to him in the backyard and just messing around with stuff. And he threw me out on the mound when I was about 9, 10 years old, and just went from there. So,
Little League teams. Did you win any World Series with the Little League? Your Little League version, not the National version World Series.
No, we never did. I was always on decent teams, but we can never get finish the season. We can never get all the way to where we wanted to be. We were still a good team. I really loved growing up. The teams I played with, it was a great time.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was done with that one.
did y'all pull the MLB team names for your Little League, or did you come up with some weird stuff?
No, back in Coach Pitch, we pulled out the MLB teams. But as we got older, about 10, 12, 15, 10 to 15, that age, we just start throwing out team names that coaches like. And, it's another thing is a bunch of clubs stay in that same team name. So, it's MLB teams, they don't usually stick around that long. They're more for little kids than are.
Okay, very cool. You're just a freshman, again, out of Blair Oaks High School, Jefferson City. When you think about the game of baseball and kind of where you want to get to, tell us a little bit about that.
Recently I've been realizing that if I put in the work and do everything I need to take care of my body, stuff like that, that I can hopefully get to a very high level of baseball, and that's where I'd really like to get to. I got Coach Evers helping me here. I'm gonna have coaches in the future. I got a great support system at home that they're gonna be behind me no matter what happens, how far I go. So just see what happens, see how far I can get there.
Other interests outside of baseball? I know you have them. I'm just kind of curious what they are.
I'm a big outdoors person. I love being outdoors. I love hunting, fishing. My dad got me on that when I was real young too. So, I've always grown up on farms. Both my grandpas, my uncles have had farms. So I've always been an outdoorsman.
All right. It seems to me every outdoorsman that I meet always remembers the biggest fish they've ever caught. So do you know that?
Yeah, it was actually about 3-4 years ago off the Lake of the Ozarks. We went fishing for spoonbill, and I pulled out a 75-pound, I think, somewhere in that range. It was mid-70s, I know. But okay. That's the biggest fish I've ever caught. So.
Did you have any assistance reeling it in?
No, my dad made me do it all myself. He said he wasn't going to help me with that one.
Gotcha.
So.
And was that out in the open waters, or was that on the farm?
No, it was out in the open waters. Okay. We were out on the Lake of the Ozarks.
Okay. Yep. Cool. Back to baseball. What's your prep work? What do you like to do the day of? Maybe a couple days before a start.
Couple days before, I'll throw real lightly at practice, just see how it feels. Don't want to do too much, tired out or anything before you go out there. But day of, I'll usually show up about 30 minutes after everybody else. Coach Evers is real nice, letting the starting pitchers sleep in a little bit longer. So take advantage of that for sure. But show up, hang out with the pitchers. I played some two ball. Have a good time with teammates until it's really go time, about an hour before game time. It's when I start to try to get in the zone and do my band work, my active warm up, start playing catch with catcher Jacob. So really try to bear down there and get real locked in, real focused up about 25, 30 minutes before game time.
Okay. In terms of your attitude, does the rest of your day get affected by a good start or a bad start?
Sometimes, yeah. People go out there, if they don't perform the way they want to, they're going to be upset. That's just natural. I've seen it with guys. I've had it with me. So, it definitely affects how you act after the game, mostly after the game. If you go out there and you do your job and you have a great game, you're going to be just natural to be happy. But if you go out there and you struggle a little bit, get hit around, which happens with pitchers, generally you're not going to have the greatest rest of the day. But that's what all your teammates are around you for, to cheer you up and get back in the mode and get back to work the next day.
All right, we got about 25 seconds. Answer this question, if you will. Tomorrow you start game one against Mac. What are your thoughts on facing them?
I can't wait. I got a buddy I went to high school with that's pitching against me tomorrow, so I'm real excited for that matchup.
What's his name?
Ryan Paschal.
Paschal?
Yep, Paschal.
All right. Well, Jason, best of luck to you. Thanks for being with us on the program. It's nice to meet you.
And, yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll see you out there tomorrow for doubleheader action here on KJF.
All right, thank you.
All right, you've been listening to Viking Voices. We had Coach Pat Evers and Jason Rackers on the program, and that will do it for us. Thank you, Stuart McMillan, back in the studio. ABC News coming up, Crystal City, Herculaneum. That's where KJF is.
You're listening to KJFF Festus Crystal City ABC News in progress.
Into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
There is a sound no business owner should ever hear. It could mean you are out of ink, paper, or maybe that old printer is done for good.
I think we lost him.
Go to Staples. Staples has low prices every day on a great selection of ink, paper, and the latest printers. Now at Staples, get 50% off the HP OfficeJet Pro 6900 series. Staples, your total printing solution.
While supplies last, valid on SKU 225-6781 and 225-6786. Ends 4/21/18.
Director Mike Pompeo as the new Secretary of State. The president using Pompeo's newly disclosed Easter trip to North Korea as proof.
Had a great meeting with Kim Jong-un and got along with him really well, really great. And he's that kind of a guy. He's very smart, but he gets along with people.
Senator Rand Paul said he'll vote no on Pompeo, but will meet with him. Senator Paul's also discussing what he called out-of-control government spending.
We think that conservatives across the land who believe in balancing a budget ought to have somebody that produces a budget that balances.
Barbara Bush's funeral will be by invitation only later this week, but there will be a public memorial service for the former First Lady who died at 92. A New York City nanny was convicted of stabbing two children in her care to death in 2012. Attorneys for Yoselyn Ortega had said she was mentally ill, but prosecutors will seek life in prison during next month's sentencing. It was a mixed day on Wall Street where the Dow lost 36 points. This is ABC News.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
There is a sound no business owner should ever hear. It could mean you are out of ink, paper, or maybe that old printer is done for good.
I think we lost him.
Go to Staples. Staples has low prices every day on a great selection of ink, paper, and the latest printers. Now at Staples, get 50% off the HP OfficeJet Pro 6900 series. Staples, your total printing solution.
While supplies last, valid on SKU 225-6781 and 225-6786. Ends 4/21/18.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
There is a sound no business owner should ever hear. It could mean you are out of ink, paper, or maybe that old printer is done for good.
I think we lost him.
Go to Staples. Staples has low prices every day on a great selection of ink, paper, and the latest printers. Now at Staples, get 50% off the HP OfficeJet Pro 6900 series. Staples, your total printing solution.
While supplies last, valid on SKU 225-6781 and 225-6786. Ends 4/21/18.
Every life story deserves a perfect final setting. For over 85 years, and for many in this community, that setting has been the tranquil, rolling hills of Roselawn Memorial Gardens in Crystal City. Roselawn's distinct garden sections create numerous and affordable plots and family lot choices. Their new columbarium provides exceptional value to those seeking unique cremation options. When it is time to memorialize your loved one, Roselawn now has a wide range of comfortably priced granite and bronze products. You can also pay tribute to your loved one through Roselawn's Tree and Bench Memorial Program. For more information about Roselawn, visit them at roselawncrystalcity.com or contact them at 636-937-8626 to arrange a personal tour. Roselawn Memorial Gardens, when it's time to go home.